Hello, I'm Michelle Griego. Welcome to On a Positive Note, where we highlight the most uplifting stories in the Bay Area. Well, being the only woman on your high school football team is amazing enough. And one San Jose high schooler, she did way more than that. Ariel Arona is a 17-year-old at Silver Creek High School. Last week, she made history by becoming the first female to throw a touchdown pass in the history of the school. And now the school is checking to see if Ariel is the first in California history to complete the feat. Despite the record, Ariel just wants to be treated equally.
I'm on the football team. I should be treated like everybody else.
You gonna tackle them?
Yes, I will.
They came and said, "Hey, I think this we went down in history. You mean she? She went down in history."
She did it. The team called the play "The Little Mermaid" in honor of Ariel.
In my life, people told me you cannot do things, but if I had listened to them, I wouldn't be here. So.
A blind San Francisco man can also put his name in the record books. Ahmed Ustenal kayaked across the Bosphorus Strait this summer, becoming the first blind person to kayak solo from Europe to Asia. Ustenal, known as the blind captain, has been blind his entire life. He spent a year preparing for his journey across continents.
You know, when I approached to my landing spot, I heard people cheering and clapping. I was like, oh, it couldn't be. You know, that's it. It was, you know, that easy. So.
Ustenal has worked as a teacher for the visually impaired within the San Francisco Unified School District for the past 14 years. A retired San Francisco firefighter recalled his heroic actions during the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, 30 years after the quake rocked the Bay Area. With flames closing in on a collapsed building in the marina, Jerry Shannon jumped into action to crawl and reach a woman trapped under a ton of debris.
Then she grabbed my hand and I said, "I've got to go get a saw. And I'll be back." And I don't think she believed me. So I said, "I promise you I'll be back." She still didn't let go. And I said, "You know, I got to go get a saw. Time's ticking."
The woman did make it out alive as fire was consuming the collapsed building. Fast forward 30 years and Jerry is still humble about the rescue. He still says it was his fellow firefighters who are the real heroes. Friday is the International Day of the Girl. One organization's mission is to empower young women and help them shatter the glass ceiling. Built by Girls is mentoring the next generation of female innovators. Their executive director, Tiana Cara, came to our studios to explain more about Built by Girls.
We help young women and non-binary students step boldly into their first internship or job. And predominantly our community is between 15 and 22 years old. So really at a point where they need to make real pivotal decisions about their education and their career.
The first ever Built by Girls Summit is being held Saturday in Potrero Hill. The event is free and will offer young women resources and networking to help them launch their post-education careers. That's it for this week's edition of On a Positive Note. Have a great day.